You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Tuesday, and commentator Gary Joyner is with us now. Today, he describes a generational connection to the U.S. Air Force's 4th Fighter Group.
Before the U.S. entered World War II following the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, even though U.S. federal law did not allow it, many young Americans chose to join the fight against fascism. Some of these fellows went to Canada and volunteered for the Royal Canadian Air Force. Those who survived flight training were eventually sent to England and placed into three units, the 71st, 121st, and 133rd Royal Air Force Squadrons, where they flew Spitfire and Hurricane fighter aircraft. They were based at Debden Airfield in the county of Essex and were referred to by the Brits as the Eagle Squadrons. During that time, they distinguished themselves as ferocious warriors and eventually became the subject of a Hollywood movie by the same name. After the U.S. entered the war, and shortly after the U.S. 8th Air Force was tasked to carry the air war against Germany, these squadrons were brought into the U.S. Army Air Force as the 4th Fighter Group and redesignated the 334th, 335th, and 336th Squadrons. They became so famous that when the squadrons were transferred to American service, Walt Disney created the group's signature artwork, an eagle with boxing gloves. The Germans knew their planes by their distinctive red noses. The boys from Debden transitioned into P-47 Thunderbolt fighters and then into P-51 Mustangs. Some of their pilots achieved great fame. Don Gentile and John Godfrey were so proficient at downing German planes and strafing them on the ground that the press dubbed them the two-man air force. Colonel Don Blakesley, the force's most famous commander, was credited as one of the greatest aerial tacticians of the war. The group was the first to escort bombers all the way to Berlin and back, and the first to undertake a mission deep into Germany, flying on to Russia, where they rested, refueled, and escorted bombers on the return. These squadrons were among the first to down the feared German jet fighter, the ME-262. The 4th Fighter Group achieved the most victories over enemy aircraft in the entire U.S. Army Air Force, destroying 1,016 enemy aircraft. As a child growing up in the 1950s, I heard about these squadrons whenever I wanted, which was often. I felt as though I knew the pilots. I could then, and still can, recite many of the aircraft letter codes from their fuselages and describe the intricate nose art from those planes. I have clippings from Stars and Stripes newspapers describing the pilots' exploits and possess many photographs of the planes, the base, the men, and those quaint buildings in nearby towns and cities. This is because my father was part of the 336th Fighter Squadron. He operated the flight simulators, called link trainers, that kept the pilots up to speed on instrument flying. He loved to fly, but his career was cut short when, in a fall down a flight of stairs, he broke his leg. The doctors who set the break made his left leg about half an inch shorter than his right. Like many returning servicemen from World War II, he was very proud of his unit and their accomplishments, but he did not openly talk about his time in the service. When I asked him about his unit, he gave me just enough to whet my appetite and encouraged me to research and learn more. Whether by accident or design, he taught me the initial stages of how to conduct research, and he led me down the path of becoming a historian. What he instilled in me on those all too brief occasions certainly influenced my career choice and demonstrated to me that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. You can hear his commentaries every Tuesday morning at 7:35 or download them from our website at redriverradio.org and click on the word commentary on the bottom of the page.